Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tell me you ain't just say that. Tell me you ain't just say that. So we're live now. So you can tell the people that hot take, that set E certified hot take. Spiciness, what you just said to me.
I'm gonna say it. Listen, I'm not afraid to say it. I think The Miz is better on the mic than MJF. And then the reason why, the example I used was the Talking Smack promo, which people always refer back to. That Talking Smack promo, that was because WWE wasn't there to filter his promos. That was unsanctioned. And that was the best Miz promo because he was unshackled. Within the WWE confined, he has to do what's given to him, the bullet points. You can't go outside the yellow circle or the yellow line. MJF always got free reign to whatever he can do with his promo. Obviously, sounds great and he does well. But to order to be considered a great promo in WWE, like The Miz is, I feel like if you went to AEW, The Miz would be incredible, unleashed, and you can go bar for bar with MJF, probably even better, because he can do it in the passion promo much better than MJF. MJF is kind of like a troll on Twitter. Just trolls you and say uses lines to make you upset.
You're bugging. But you're 100% right when you say The Miz Talking Smack promo is his best promo. It's just so much passion, so much determination. You felt what he was saying. I've seen about 5 MJF promos better than that. MJF is a great promo regardless of the parameters or restrictions that you give him. Miz is a great WWE promo. So it is blasphemous for you to say
Miz, no, it's not,
is better than MJF. Hello, hello, hello. It is me. It is me, your True Hill Phenom, SP3. We are live on the Wrestling Daily YouTube channel. Don't adjust your sets. It's not Mocha Mondays. It is another edition of Tan Tuesday. I am back with Mommy Niangi's baby boy, Set E.
The E stands for extremist, based on my hot take that we did to start off the show. I still stand by what I said, man. I feel like The Miz is hugely underrated in the company. It's kind of like saying, I don't know, back in ECW, any guy can say whatever they want. So I feel like everyone from ECW was considered a great promo because they were given that parameter, the artistic license to say whatever they wanted. And within the confine, yeah, am I wrong about ECW?
Rob Van Dam wasn't a great promo. That's why they gave him Bill Alfonso. Sabu wasn't a great promo. That's why they gave him Bill Alfonso.
Rob Van Dam is underrated. He's good.
Rob Van Dam got better. He's one that got better when he got to WWE. Similar to Brian Danielson was good in Ring of Honor, but he got better in WWE. But don't tell me that everybody.
Okay. Well, yes, same for AJ Styles. Did AJ Styles get better in WWE? The AJ Styles.
I actually felt like he got better during the New Japan run, doing all the the Bullet Club promos. But either or, but don't tell me that all the ECW competitors were considered great promos.
Most of them were. It's easy to pick out a few.
You literally give me any ECW person. I'm literally thinking right now. I'm like, I can name the great promos on like two hands.
Tash, Shane Douglas, the Dudley Boys. Let me see. Axel Rotten was considered a good promo. He could cut a promo. Don't lie. Don't
he
go
wasn't.
Back.
He wasn't.
What? Axel wasn't. Rotten couldn't have cut a promo.
Axel Rotten. He was decent for everybody else at ECW, but he wasn't a good promo.
He can string lines together and be believable. That's a good promo. No?
Being able to read a script or remember something, doesn't make you a good promo.
I'm rolling out my sleeve.
We're going off on a tangent. The E definitely does stand for extremist.
I am extremist, yes.
We had a couple of comments in the live chat during our cold open with Uptown Avondale saying cocaine is hell of a drug. But
Uptown, don't reveal what you do.
Annika agree with Sad.
So Annika, you're good egg. Uptown Avondale, please don't expose what you do off screen while you're watching the show, okay? Nobody needs to know that it's a family show.
And that's why he says, back take, Niangi gets the ball rolling quickly. Absolutely. But you guys know what to do. Thank you for joining us today on a Tan Tuesday edition of Wrestling Daily. Drop a thumbs up on the video, if you will. It helps us out a lot. We would greatly appreciate it. Of course, you could share this video with your friends on your favorite social media platform. Hit the subscribe button if you are new. The bell to stay notified so you always get contacted the 5 days a week, the weekdays that Wrestling Daily goes live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. UK. But most of all, we want to hear your voice. So become a part of the Wrestling Daily community. Become an elite good egg by hitting the join button and becoming a member, or send us your ultra chat, wrestletalk.com/WrestlingDaily. We had a lot of fun with the ultra chats yesterday, so we expect the same kind of heat today on Tan Tuesday. But Set, they came for the titular news, so let's get into it. And it's all about Monday Night Raw for once. You know, I'm here on a Tuesday. Usually we will touch on Monday Night Raw. There isn't anything to really talk about as far as news, but apparently there was last night, because, you know, me and you, the reason why we got into the MJF conversation is we talked about the fantastic promo between CM Punk and MJF on the Thanksgiving Eve episode of AEW Dynamite. Well, ladies and gentlemen, me, Set, all of you, we're not the only ones watching that promo. Apparently, a writer or Vince, whichever, or Edge himself, we're watching that promo and decided to mention it, make reference of it on Monday Night Raw, but that's not what the news is coming from. It has to do with the other contents of the promo from Edge on Miz, where he talked about Miz, you know, using WWE for notoriety so he can appear on dance competitions and leave his partner high and dry to get fired. And that was not the first reference to a released talent on Monday Night Raw. Earlier in the night, there was a contract signing between Becky Lynch and Liv Morgan, where Liv Morgan basically blamed Becky Lynch's new hefty contract for the reason why her friends are no longer here with the company. And during Fightful's review of last night's show, Sean Ross Sapp, the millennial Meltzer, the Mount Rushmore of wrestling journalists himself, said it happened. He said, and I quote, "It happened several times during the show, and I had former WWE wrestlers, former WWE producers, and a current WWE wrestler that were all telling me how bad a taste they thought that was." Sat, what did you think of the context of the promo by Edge? We'll talk about it a little bit more, but as well as, you know, the Liv Morgan part with talking about Riot Squad being fired. Any references to release talent? What did you think about that on Monday Night Raw last night? And do you think it was in bad taste?
I thought it was taking a piss on the wrestlers that have been released. I feel like it's trolling. It was trolling. They're trolling the people that got released. And also, WWE, you know what would have made the promo even a little bit palatable was if Edge had that promo with Vince McMahon about releasing superstars. I think that would have been, that would have gone over well with the audience more. It's just that they were using the heels as scapegoats. Ha ha ha! Let's make it part of the storyline. When it's not a storyline, people have lost their job when they're making record profits. To this day, no one understands. There's a rumor they're selling. But in terms of the context of what we're talking about, I thought, WTF, what are they doing? And it left a bad taste in my mouth. I couldn't enjoy the show because of that. It's kind of like rubbing in people's face. Your friends got fired. What did you think, SP3?
That's why I, you know, when I was describing what happened, I'm not too sure who was the person that put this in the script. Was it a writer? Was it Vince himself? Was, you know, as far as it was, you know, Liv Morgan, I'm pretty sure that's a writer writing her script. She doesn't have that much power to do her own script or improvise in any type of way, but Edge does. So the fact that Edge was the person who's made that reference with The Miz, of course, I know for sure he probably made sure The Miz was okay with the line before he said it out, you know, on camera. But it's just like, why make the reference in general? Why try to put heat on the heels when it's something that y'all should never try to acknowledge on camera? Yeah, you do a great job of doing that. When, you know, Keith Bearcat Lee is getting vignettes on Monday Night Raw every freaking week. He gets clipped. We don't hear a word. Y'all don't say, you know, Keith Lee, we wish him well on his future endeavors. Y'all don't say that on Monday Night Raw. Y'all just stop playing the vignettes. Stop playing the highlights. We never hear from Keith Bearcat Lee again. You got Karrion Kross doing the Unsolved Mysteries beginning backstage for weeks, putting on helmets, putting on Dominatrix gear for weeks. And then he's gone. He's released. And then we don't hear from him. We don't hear a peep. So don't keep that same energy when you decide you want to put in a line that's going to pop the smart fans that know that these talents were released. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get the smart pop that MJF and CM Punk achieved without demeaning anybody's loss during it. Like, how did they accomplish that? On Wednesday, critically acclaimed. Some people thought it was too long. Some people thought it was perfect, but no one had big complaints about that. Why would you try to, like you said, take the piss on people that just lost their job? They don't know what their future is going to be because they're still in their 90-day non-compete clause, and you just drop that line in there like it's nothing. It's just very in bad taste, in my opinion.
You know how they're saying low-hanging fruit? This wasn't even low-hanging fruit. This is fruit fell off from the tree, rolled over into the dirt, then fell into the puddle, and someone lifted it up and goes, this is some good shit, isn't it? Let's talk briefly about Liv Morgan. See, I've always been a Liv Morgan fan, even though back in NXT she didn't impress me. She came across as a Carmella 2.0 because they had a similar character. Anyway, she's come a long way. But at the same time, she's just too whiny. She comes across like Marissa from the OC. I mean, she starts becoming an unlikable baby face.
That's a great reference because I'm an OC Mark, and she was so annoying. We are now on Mocha Mondays, Tan Tuesdays, whatever me and Saturn together. We are referring to Liv Morgan as Marissa Cooper.
Yes. Right? Because I'm watching her. They're giving her a push. You know when you say, I don't know, it's kind of like, you know when someone tells you you like something, you're like, yeah, I do. I liked, you know, her documentary. She's improved as a wrestler. I was excited when they gave her a character change. You know, they got rid of the whole makeup and she looked more presentable, more like a main event wrestler. But it's like every time you're given an opportunity, I'm almost like, that's not it. She's just too wimpy. I think she would do more better probably as a heel. As a face, I can't really root for her. He's like, me, me.
This is an issue and something that I've repeatedly said on the show and everywhere else I do stuff. WWE don't know how to book baby faces. No. They either make them the unstoppable Superman who never loses, or a whiny baby face who never wins. And that's where Liv Morgan is right now. She's won one match. She's still whining about other stuff that she should just be focused on becoming the Raw Women's Champion. But no, she has to say Becky Lynch's contract is the reason why my friends don't have a job. Like, I know she's not responsible for that script, and she performed the script as best as she can, but it just,
That's the best.
I'm assuming it's bad either way. See, this is why we love Yoko Lutna, because he knows Marissa was the best. Thank you, Yoko Lutna.
They killed her off for a reason. She's one of the main characters.
Let's be fair, ladies and gentlemen. The OC was killed off when Marissa died, though. Let's be fair.
I didn't mind the season Chris Brown was on. I didn't mind that season.
That season was trash. Everything after Marissa died was trash. Throw it in the bin. It was awful. That season four with With Brody Ryan being an MMA fighter, get the hell out of here.
Why not? It makes sense. All that violence is getting in. All right, guys, we're gonna sidetrack, but we'll talk.
Yes, about yes. Don't let sidetrack me, ladies and gentlemen. But we want to hear from all of you if you believe the WWE release representation.
Taylor was the best. Yes, Taylor was the best. She was my favorite.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
But what do you think overall, Sad, about Miz being Edge's new rivalry after his conclusion to the feud with Rollins?
I think, you know what, it's a weird one. I think it's mutually beneficial for both men. Because on a quick glance, you're like, oh, it's so obvious who's going to win the feud. But if Edge can bring out the viciousness that we know The Miz can have, because everyone was happy because Maryse is back. That's another thing we should mention. Maryse. We mentioned her yesterday. I conjured her up, guys. I talked about her black belt in martial arts, and then someone heard me. He's like, oh, you want Maryse? I'll give you Maryse. Miz, like Edge said in the promo, by you being out with me, you get to be in the main event. He gets to be relevant again because he... Even if he came back, his feud with John Morrison would not have been up to snuff. It would have been a blowaway match on Raw, and he would have moved on to who knows what. It probably would have been like a wet dunking contest or a swimming pool match because Johnny Drip Drip, you know.
Would have been a lot of comedy, yeah.
A bucket on the pole match or, you know, it would have, like, it's unfortunate. Yeah, so The Miz, it all seems like when his wife is there, like any man, when your wife is there, you just don't want to look like a dork. You're going to be the best in your ability. You're going to up your game. So when Maryse is there, Miz has got that energy. He's got a BDE energy. BDE. Go on Google if you know what I mean. He's got that BD energy. You know what I'm saying? And then Edge always goes with a gritty promo. He's kind of like those actors that get better of age. He's just, when he performs, because he knows his last run, he can end at any moment. He's giving you all. He's not frapping about. He's not doing a 5-second pose. He's there to tell you, listen, I've got dream matches. I don't know how long my neck can hold out for. He's hungry for this. And that hunger, I feel like it rubs into people. Because one of the best Roman Reigns feud was against Edge. Because it's grounded. It's realistic. And I'm hoping with The Miz, that will bring that side out of him. Because we need to see it. Because The Miz is so much better than the way he's pushed. SP, what you think?
Just not better than MJF, and he knows it. John Morrison did respond to Edge's reference of him, of his release on Monday Night Raw on Twitter. He tweeted out, and I quote, "Hey, at Edge rated R, high and dry, ? Hashtag Johnny Drip Drip is never not wet. Hashtag the flood stud. Hashtag America's most moist wanted. By the way, when you jump into at the Mike the Miz's water, be prepared for a slaughter."
Oh, he's even bigging up his mate, even though it's breaking kayfabe, right?
Exactly. He's like, that's my friend. Since I don't have a job anymore, I don't have to act like y'all broke us up anymore. I'm just gonna go ahead and big up my boy Mike.
John Hennigan. You know, Johnny, whatever, Johnny Mundo, Johnny everything. Yeah. Johnny it's a Elite. Shame. It's a shame. I don't even, by the way, don't want him to be Johnny Elite. Just go back to Impact. Because Impact need him, if that makes sense. He'll be a main eventer straight away.
There's Impact nothing for him to do in Impact.
I know, because he's done everything. I know.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
It's different. It's different with him, like with Karrion Kross and Scarlett Bordeaux. They became stars in Impact Wrestling. But they were there for a short time. So he can go back there and he can still become Impact World Champion. She could still become the Knockout Champion. Johnny Impact was X Division Champion, the heavyweight champion. Taya Valkyrie's the longest reigning Knockout champion of all time.
Did everything.
Yeah,
Taya can go. Taya can go. You know, AEW. That makes sense. I mean, I feel like they need someone like Taya Valkyrie to add more legitimacy in terms of the American Canadian side of the women's wrestling division. If that makes sense, because I want to say they got a lot of Joshi women that delegitimize them. But in terms of like more well known global audience. Taya would be great in that division. I feel like Johnny will get lost in the shuffle because I feel like at least in Impact, he could be a main eventer. Yeah, he's done it before, whatever, but he can add more title reigns. They need guys like him.
I 100% guarantee you someone like a Rich Swann, who's been the Impact World Champion, been X Division Champion, he will tell you he'd rather be a guy on AEW Dark making that AEW chicken, making that AEW cheddar, than being a main eventer in Impact Wrestling. Like Impact Wrestling is great when you watch it week to week. It's much better a lot of times than Monday Night Raw and NXT, in my opinion. But a lot of people don't watch it. It's on a channel that is not accessible to everybody. So John Morrison, who has just been on SmackDown, the highest rated wrestling show in the world, on Monday Night Raw, the longest running wrestling show in the world, the only place that would be suitable for him is on AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, even AEW Dark, AEW Dark Elevation would be significantly more viewed than Impact Wrestling at this point. And this is coming from someone that watches Impact week to week. I am telling you that. I am one of 10 people that watch that show. So,
I love how you said that.
I'm just being honest.
New Japan Strong, then. Can we just agree that might be a good place for him?
That's fine. Even though that's a little shaky itself. But yeah, that's a little bit better than Impact, I will say that.
All right. See, guys, we can have a discussion and it can end with respect. People need to learn about that. Respect is everything.
Speaking of AEW, we should bring up, because we touched on this yesterday, about the social media buzz. The wrestling Twitterverse was in a buzz over the weekend over Adam Cole's booking in AEW. We touched on it, what the Twitterverse, what the anti-AEW army was saying. And now none other than President Tony Khan has addressed the verbiage, the discourse going on Twitter. Fightful's Grapsody co-host Will Washington pointed out that Adam Cole is still facing notable names and receives passionate reactions whenever he goes. In a reply, Tony Khan argued these critics aren't consistent and make ridiculous points. He said in a tweet in response to Will, he says it's false equivalency, Will. They tried to move the line with ridiculous points, aiming to dispute the credibility of something credible. Adam Cole is over AF. He's pushed and has many more young fans watching him than he did on Tuesday nights. Would we argue if they said water wasn't wet? I mean, I think we kind of echoed the same thing when we were talking about it yesterday. It's a moot point. These people that are making these points or making these complaints, making these arguments, are just basically bad faith takers. That's what they do. They have bad faith takes. They want AEW to fail. They want people like Adam Cole that have made the choice to leave WWE to go to AEW to fail. And they would not be saying the same thing if this was Adam Cole on the main roster.
This is why Twitter should set an age limit on who uses it. It should be 18 and over. It's a lot of teenage kids using Twitter and making so much noise, and they don't even deserve the air or the attention that comes their way. Remember when Kenny Omega, he slowly climbed the main event and people were saying Kenny Omega's underrated, Kenny Omega should be world champion, blah, blah. Those are the same people who had Kenny Omega come in, won the title straight away. Oh, Kenny Omega's overpushed. Because that tends to happen, right? Kenny Omega always wins when he was champion. Kenny Omega's even that great. He's having a great heel.
They literally did this, Sat. You kind of brought it up. You kind of touched on it. But they did this with the Elite. They said, oh, Kenny Omega's not the Kenny Omega he was in New Japan. He was IWGP champion. He was having great matches at big shows. And then they said the same thing about the Young Bucks. Oh, the Young Bucks, they're losing to everybody. They're not the same Young Bucks they were in Ring of Honor and New Japan Pro Wrestling. Then they won the titles after like 2 months. Of those guys having the titles, people were like, oh my God, they're overexposed. Oh my God, they booked themselves to beat everyone. Oh my God. Like, it's just like there are just people that AEW will never win with. Like, I think that sort of that type of like audience kind of views it the same way with people that complain about WWE. But the complaints about WWE usually have to do with not using someone. Releasing mm-hmm. talent when you're making record profits, mm-hmm. Producing storylines that don't make sense. Like, it's totally different complaints. Like, no. I think that people try to throw all the complaints into one hat when some of them are false, are flawed opinions, really, and then others are valid complaints of the reasons why you don't like watching something.
I think they're upset because, like someone put in the chat, Adam Cole's happy. And he's smiling a lot, and that doesn't make people happy. Some of y'all need to get laid or touch some grass or connect with people in real life. Social media is not a be all end all, please. And stop letting teenagers go on Twitter and trying to enrage adults.
Good point. Excuse me. but yes. Thank you for that, Sat. But yes, it's just bad faith. It's just bad faith takes that none of us should really take serious. Adam Cole is having a great time. He's been in there with Jungle Boy. He's been in there with Christian Cage. Been in there with Orange Cassidy. He's had a 5-star match already in AEW. Let that man live his best life with his fiance by his side, by the way. So I don't get it, and I never will. So, but we got to hear from all of you good eggs. You got a couple of more minutes to put in last minute ultra chat, wrestletalk.com/wrestlingdaily. We want to hear from you about the titular news. We want to hear from you about Tony Khan's opinion on AEW, Adam Cole, basically. And we're going to hear from, of course, Sat, our boy, our favorite, Yoko Litna in the Ultra Chats with Yoko the Ultra
Mania.
Yoko Mania running wild. Thank you, Yoko. And they say, after finally ridding ourselves of all the red tape, we are now able to begin looking for people capable of filling out our stable with Nikki A.S.H. We are sending our talent scouts to Impact, AEW, Stardom, as well as Joshi Pro ASAP. Stay tuned. Thank you, Yoko. Yoko, you always entertain with the Ultra Chats. We appreciate the update, and I expect another update when I am with the Irish Chief, Alex McCarthy, tomorrow. How did you SB. Like that?
Yoko, you know you got a fan in us. You know, Mocha Mondays, Tan Tuesdays, I don't know, maybe Woke Wednesdays, depending how things are going. I don't know. But please, you're always welcome. Send in your Ultra Chats. And we'll spotlight it. You're incredible. SB, I got a question. So now it seems like The Rock may not face Roman Reigns next year. Now it looks like Brock Lesnar's coming back. They ain't going to be hyping that up for next year's WrestleMania. They've had two WrestleManias too many. Some may even say three WrestleManias too many.
This is going to be the third.
It's going to be the third?
Yeah.
Look at that. I've already envisioned it from the future. I don't want to go there. All right? Someone brought up something interesting on Twitter. I forgot who it was. What if it's Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns for the title? Is that something that you could buy into?
I mean,
at WrestleMania?
I love hyperboles, but I just don't like ones that are too ridiculous for me to even acknowledge and think about. And that's one of them. I mean, it makes for a cool story. Yeah, I'm not saying that that's not a cool idea. I'm not saying that that wouldn't be great to watch unfold. I'm just saying if we're watching the same WWE, you and the rest of the people watching Wrestling Daily right now know for a fact that is not happening at all.
But who? It seems like because it releases it's so many guys. They shut no.
Why I don't understand why WWE fans see something so obvious coming towards them. It's like you're standing in the road and you have a big Mack truck with big lights shining on you, and it's coming down the road, and you're like, what's that? Is that Daniel Bryan? Is that AJ Styles? Is that Seth? No, it's Brock Lesnar about to run you over and verse Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 38. Stop trying to think of an alternative. You I've know what you're going to get.
I'm going
to
do a Yoko. I'm going to do a Yoko Lesnar.
Hey, WrestleMania 30, WrestleMania 35, the fans were able to change WWE's mind. So you have to go to every event up until that one and riot for them to change their mind like they did with Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston. Unless it's just going to be that Mack truck called Brock Lesnar.
Okay, everyone, let's agenda ship Sami Zayn. Not that he needs to be agenda shipped, but let's make Sami Zayn the main event against Roman Reigns. The real Sami Zayn. The Sami Zayn we miss. His new music is so crap. Oh, everything with WWE is so rubbish. I watch it and I'm like, what is this? This is like, if you ever want to see a company that got so much money, just do nothing that doesn't even make sense. WWE, we grew up during the New Generation era, and even that had some sort of forward mobility, like they're going somewhere. Now it's like, we might fire this guy next month. I don't know. Damian Priest is champion. He might get fired with the title. I don't know. God forbid that. I'm just saying, you know, it seems like.
Don't put anything in there, sir. It was just about 2 months ago. We were on this show debating whether Hit Row was babyface or heel. And now we're debating where they're going to be next. So we don't know what the world of WWE has planned. So we should just go along with the punches. But when something obvious is on its way, acknowledge it. Acknowledge it.
It's Austin Theory.
And then try to riot and take over every event until WrestleMania to change their mind, because that's the only way. But we have run out of time on this Tan Tuesday edition of Wrestling Daily. I want to thank Sat E for joining me. Tell the people where they can find you on social media. If you got anything going on during the week, let them know, Sat.
Yeah, after this, I got sleep for the rest of the week. If you want to find me, I'm at Sat Next To. We could talk more about how, you know, Liv Morgan is the Marissa Cooper of WWE. In real life, she's a great, you know, she's a great person. The booking has been atrocious. She's a whiny baby face. I'm a fan of Liv Morgan. I'm a kind of guy. I'm a fan of someone, but I'll still take the piss out of them if they come across as rubbish. Right now, she's unlikable.
California, here we come. Right back where we started from.
California.
Here we come.
California.
Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, for Sat E, I'm SP3. I will see you tomorrow with AMAC, and this has been Wrestling Daily.